Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You hear, going back to Ohio, John Keim sitting down with us in the Ashburn Studios. Hell, we're gonna put Johnny on the stream. There he is. John, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hair. I didn't realize I was streaming my hair.
You look great, buddy.
You look I got a lot of gray in it, though.
No.
Says the guy who shaves his head.
Wait a minute.
You got gray in your goatee.
Hey, I don't worry about it. I look good.
Do you want me to just tell what we just were talking about before we went on the air?
Everybody know I like bubble baths. We talk about this all the time. I'm not afraid to
discuss. He uses coochie cream in the bubble bath.
Yeah, I use coochie cream on my
story.
Head. Yeah, that's the name of the shaving cream, people.
How many
you would think something else?
How many candles you lighting in that bathroom?
I don't light candles. No. I like to sit back in hot bubbled up water.
Reads a good romance novel. Johnny,
how's that rosé when you're in there too?
Rosé's good.
Nah,
I'll stand up for rosé.
It's all right. Y'all crazy as hell.
We've all been out here a long time. Through four games, best offense in the NFL, 3-1, first place in the NFC East. How sustainable does all this feel?
Well, first of all, we all expected this. So I think that we'll start there. I think that's a good question, because, first of all, I think the sustainability stems from how the quarterback's approach is. Jaden Daniels' approach, I think, gives you a chance to build off of what he's done. And then, because we know they're going to start adjusting more and more to what they feel like might give him some problems. We'll see. Maybe you're going to see some more overload blitzes coming up, or those kind of things. How does the offense handle that? But I think because of his preparation, it gives you the ability to maybe build on that a lot more, right? I think there's a lot of versatility to this offense, which I like. I think the scheming, you saw schemed guys getting open via the scheme last week, which I think bodes well for the future. But 40 points a game is hard to sustain. But I think being a good offense, I mean, listen, Tressway's going to punt a couple times in a game coming up soon. I'm sure of that.
If he doesn't, I won't be mad.
Right. And
I'll just call him and leave another message.
But I do. I think there's a sustainability, and also, like, they're new to this offense still, but Brian Robinson, I don't think he's going to go away. And I think Daniels would just get better. And so I think there's an ability to sustain it, just not at a 40 points a game
sure.
level.
And I think some of the sustain, if you can sustain long drives and first downs, and some of these TDs are field goals, and say it's 24, 27 points, but you're winning games the same,
right.
and your offensive efficiency remains, I think that is huge for this team.
Right.
And I love the way they run the ball.
Right. And I think the other thing, too, to that point, they do a really good job of avoiding a lot of third and long. So it's a lot of third and manageable, third and short. If you can continue to do that, you're going to continue to have success on third down. Now, if you're, you know, we've seen games here in the past where maybe they've converted a lot of third and sevens or longer. Well, that's a hard thing to sustain. Third and four and shorter, I think, is a lot easier to sustain. I think they're getting a lot of those situations, highly efficient on second down as well. And so all those help. And this is where
I think they're tops in the league on first downs, on first downs.
Well, and I think, like, there's a little plays. Like last week, there's the second scoring drive, and I keep going back to this series because I loved it for just its simplicity and what it showed. But there's they gain 1 yard on first down, and they're inside their own 10. Second down, just a nice simple hitch to Terry McLaurin for 5 yards. Put yourself in position for third and four. And then it goes back to Daniel's accuracy on third and four to Zacchaeus because he puts it on the correct shoulder. Yeah. You don't put it on the correct shoulder, you're tackled a yard short, you're punting. You get it on the correct shoulder, he gets the first down by half a yard, and you got a scoring drive going. Like, that's the efficiency that I'm talking about and the simplicity of what you're asking him to do at times. Not even simplicity, but the, you know, like, hey, don't get it all back now. Just get these 5 yards. Yep. Put yourself in a better situation on third down.
You know how he basically what he does, he leads guys where they're going.
Yes.
You know, if somebody's in front of him, he settles them down.
Yeah.
That's more like a veteran quarterback.
The maturity for sure. That takes. Yes.
For
crazy.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. And, like, the poise that he showed, the 27-yard pass to McLaurin against the Bengals, like, everything of that, like, that one play highlighted everything about him. The poise, you have a clock running down, the play's not coming in, guys running on the field late, and you know an all-out blitz is coming, you handle it, you calmly drop back, you get drilled, and you drop in a dime. Like, that stuff translates to more success.
100%.
So I think, but to be Brian's point, too, like, it's that accuracy is off the charts. And, like, you know, you see him, the ability to make throws from different platforms.
Yeah.
The slant to McLaurin on the third down, drifting back. The throw to... I almost dropped a word, but the throw to McCaffrey.
The second and 15, McCaffrey. The 17-yard game.
Yeah. He had a few of them beat through.
Yes, but the one
here, throwing back.
Right, the throw exactly. To Noah Brown on third and 13 where they pick up 14. Was,
correct.
I mean, well, that's outside shoulder, too.
It's outside shoulder, but he also, like, he had to get outside the pocket. He gets his hips around, you know, and on that one, I think that was a nice design to get Brown open, getting over there, the backside safety taken away by McCaffrey running a post. So, like, yes, all that. But the one to McCaffrey, that 17-yarder, was tremendous.
Hell of a catch, too.
Was a hell of a catch, but it's also, like, it's your progression, there he is, boom, rip it. And his feet aren't pointed to him, but it's that core strength and the upper body to get it there on a bullet in stride. Like, that was the whole thing was something to watch. Like, that stuff bodes well for the future, I would say.
He's had some real lasers. A couple of throws to Ertz, too. Yeah.
Chance they drive look like a skinny Ron Rivera. So they're calling you John Rivera now.
Don't let these people impact you, Johnny.
What does that mean?
I would not say he looks like Ron at all.
I would say neither. It's he looks like a skinny Ron Rivera.
Hold on, John Rivera. I wanted to ask you about this because talking about this offense, all roads lead back to Jaden. And I don't know. We're obviously,
where is that? Like that?
I've never heard it. I don't know. We're going to ignore whoever that guy is.
It's where you at, over here.
Yeah, these people here.
All right.
Jaden, I thought was going to be good. Maybe not this good this fast. But the O-line, we all had real questions about. And I think the O-line has dramatically outperformed kind of expectations so far. I think that's sustainable.
Oh, well, and here's why. And, like, the one thing, even going into the season and talking to people here, like, I think they felt better about the line than everybody else outside the building did. And part of that was the thing I always wondered about, too, is because we all had questions, right? And I liked the Biotish pickup. I thought Allegretti would be at least solid as a guard. Right?
It was a dice roll, right? Like, he had never been locked in as a starter in his time in Kansas City.
But what I heard from him about from Kansas City was, like, okay, there's a chance, right? So, and you know, so, like, you and I, the mindset and all that, like, I thought it was all good, but yeah, we didn't know. And then you don't know about the tackle situation. But I thought, like, Lucas has shown that he can go in and play and handle the job. to a certain level, right? But I think what the hard part to know was what was going to be the impact of the coaching in the scheme. Because, mm-hmm. like, both of them hurt them last year.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback play, what's the impact on them on the quarterback play? So there are definitely times where Daniels is getting rid of the ball. Well, who does that help? It helps the line.
Sure.
And then there are times where they might give up a pressure, and how does he gets out of it? So you don't see some of that stuff. And then not running the ball, believe it or not, not running the ball 70% of the time is actually not a bad thing.
Right.
And I think so all that adds up to – I think, a better situation for the line to have success.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, looking at the fact that they are rotating the tackles.
Yeah.
That's tough in itself.
It is.
But they are getting away with it.
Yes.
You know, it's not like it's a drop-off either way. So is that...
And they offer different things.
And it's a combination of different things where... You look at the tackles, they have to be dedicated and doing a damn good job.
Yeah.
And the coaching has to be out of this world.
Correct.
To make sure that that works.
For sure. And I think, like, using guys how they – Andrew Wiley is not a guy that you want setting back in pass pro 45 times a game. And that's nothing against him, but he does other things well. Like, he can get out in space and block. He can run block pretty well. So use your guys the way they need to be used. And I think it gives him a better chance for success. And, you know, and plus, like, you're taking away some of the, you know, by doing this, like, it's more of a mystery what's coming versus last year. It's like, you know, you just pin and go. And there are some things you might struggle with in pass pro, but overall, he's been solid, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, and Luke, you know, so I think there are guys
Coleman
that can
showing
move.
He might be something Coleman,
I think Coleman can move. Like, yeah. He's a good athlete when you watch his footwork.
What I love with Coleman is how he's able to re-anchor.
He's nasty
when
yes.
Say a DN gets outside of him or something, he's able to re-anchor and reset.
Yes.
And a lot of guys, when they get out on the edges, you like that footwork, B?
Hey, man, I saw JP really move. Hey, Lanfield and Jeff. He really looked like he was offensive lineman when he's playing guard tackle.
Hail Maplewood, baby.
He's got strong hands, too.
Yeah.
And I think that helps. But, these guys do a good job blocking in space. Biotish can move. Cosme can move. I think Allegretti can move. You've seen some of that, too. Whereas there are times in the past couple of years where they throw a screen, but guys aren't able to get out there and block in space. It's like, this should have been a touchdown, and it's a 10-yard, 5-yard game.
Yeah, yeah.
And why is that? So, like, using guys to how they should be used, I think, is also a big deal.
Talking with our friend John Keim here, obviously Commanders reporter for ESPN, the worldwide leader. You can also check out his podcast, The John Keim Report, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube. the test this week gets significantly harder. The Browns' defense maybe isn't what they were last year. They've had some injuries, some things have happened, but you still got Myles Garrett, you still got that secondary. How do you expect this one to go?
They're going to have, like, Myles Garrett is really good, right? I mean, obviously he's really good. And he plays with a lot of strength and quick. He's got the combination that you want in any defensive end.
Yeah.
I think Koromoa is a really good linebacker, a guy that –
it's a guy that could have looked good here.
A guy, like, I'm not going to say, but you know, when we mocked our draft to him a couple years ago, that's the guy I picked.
Sure.
Just saying. But he is really good and quick, and he's, like, for a smaller guy, he does a good job avoiding and shedding blocks. Denzel Ward is a really good corner. I don't think the safeties have played as well, and I'm not sure Emerson has played as well as maybe some there had hoped, but it's still, there is a lot of talent there. So I think, you know, this will be a good test because you may face more adversity in this game as an offense, and so, like, okay, you start to learn more, and this is where the complementary football comes in. Does the defense, are they building on last week? You know, Deshaun Watson has not played all that well, but when you watch the game and talk, you know, hear from people last week, it's like it wasn't all his fault that they lost to the Raiders. But they, you know, Amari Cooper dropping passes and Njoku has been out there, tight end, who's good athlete, coming back, I think might be coming back this week. So I do expect it to be a little bit more of a challenge against that defense. But this is where this is where Washington's defense really, to me, needs to build on last week. And if you can't start stopping the run better, I think you're going to keep teams in games as the defenses maybe get a little, if you're facing a better defense like this.
Do you know Chubb's situation?
I think the
window's open. I know that.
I don't know.
You'd think it's
the following week for him, but and that makes a big difference because, like, that's the one thing, as we know, this team has not stopped the run.
Yeah.
And to maintain a pace for the W's and the L's, you've got to get better in that area because there will be games where this offense will be tested more.
Yeah.
The good teams, you play, again, complementary football, right? I thought they did a better job with that last week. But what if the offense is held to 24 or 21 points? Well, how does it look? And so that's where we'll see where their growth is. Because there will be games that's like that. I mean, you know, I don't think it's going to be 1991 all over again yet.
Yeah,
I hope it is, but I don't know.
And they're fun to watch for sure.
But how is Cleveland's run defense?
They've had some issues in that area. And so
I hope they continue.
So, like,
who's the big guy that just got popped 5 games?
Oh, Michael Hall was a rookie. He was like, and there's a reason why that hurts them, because they didn't have any first round picks. He was their highest pick, and he can play, right? He's an Ohio State guy. Saw him there; he's really good.
Oh yeah, he was promoted Ohio State.
Well, he was really good. So but you knew he was really good, and so losing him doesn't help. Their tackles haven't been as good. The depth, I don't think, is there. I know they signed Tomlinson in the offseason. You know, and so I think there you can get something there if you want, for sure.
It's going to be a fascinating game. I can't help but think the last time the Browns came to what was then called FedEx was going back to Carson after the Niners lost, but they were firmly in the playoff race. Everybody's like, all right, well, we'll beat Cleveland and then move forward, and they got thumped. And that has nothing to do with this Sunday, but that's the last time this team came to town.
Correct. And that was a game, too, where they had started to find their offense just a little bit before that game, and Deshaun actually had a better game. And you wonder, like, he has not played well, but you wonder, does it start to click? I also think, like, that's a weird situation there with the play calling. Like, Stefanski's offense is not a good mix for Deshaun Watson. They bring in Ken Dorsey, but Stefanski's still calling the plays. It's just, so I don't know that it's conducive to certain things, but, like, yeah, you want to make sure that they don't go off, because they do have, like, again, you know, Cooper has struggled.
Judy.
He's dropped passes in key times, but he's still a very good receiver.
Yeah.
Judy can hurt you.
And Njoku is supposed to be back.
Then that's so, like, you have to be wary of that. And so I think that's, you know, you don't want, as what you also don't want. I think actually the Browns, I think, have been pretty good at scoring on their first drives of the game, but not very good after that. So you don't want to give them any sort of momentum.
Yeah, and the Cardinals were too.
One thing I love about this matchup is, for me anyway, it's hard to look at Cleveland and you look at what they did to get Deshaun, the draft, and then the actual salary cap, the money. You look at Stefanski and then Dorsey and how none of it, it's a whole lot of pieces that don't seem to have cohesion.
Don't seem to fit.
It's because of the owner. They got a bad owner. They have a meddling owner. And you know what? Washington doesn't. And so, I just love when I can point those matchups out.
And it's funny because like sometimes on my walks with my wife in the morning, we walk our dog, she gets a lot of like my thoughts, whether she wants them or not.
And that's shocking.
And today it was all
when she tells you she's not walking with you anymore. You
and sometimes, it could be as simple as she might ask me a question like, "Don't you love the fall?" And next thing you know, I'm talking about quarterback drops and like the scheme.
One day, goes, babe, why are you running back home? I'll be right back.
I will say like she also knows like sometimes like well if he's in whatever, just ask him a football. She likes football. Anyways, the topic was about that, like how important that owner is and how much they can screw it up. And when you let the owner make the quarterback decisions, as we've seen here, it can really screw things up. And
big
I think
time.
You look at Carolina, you look at there, and that was, and it wasn't even the trade, it was the guaranteed money. They cannot get out of that for a few years without taking a massive penalty.
Johnny, thank you for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you, bro.
Everybody, check out the John Keim Report. Phone lines open at 1 o'clock.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.